shit. Ok, Yotai. Okay. So we left off in a couple of sugyas ago when the Machlokes B'Sham said, remember, we learned the sugyas of Lishma. So we spent a lot of time talking about Lishma and Sukkot, Lishma and Matzah, and now we move to the next Lishma of Tzitzis and assorted other Lishmas. So the Gemara quoted the Machlokes B'Sham B'Sillel. The Mishnah said the Machlokes B'Sham B'Sillel, whether the sukkah Yishon is K'sheir or not, whether you have to, the sukkah has to be built Lishma. B'Sham said, yeah, and B'Sillel said, no. What was the saw? What was the machlekes? So the Gemara says it revolves around psukim. The Bishamay dashed the pasuk tasa lecha, lecha is lishma, and Basil said no, it means something totally different. So all of a sudden the Gemara asks a very, very strange question. It's almost like a stylistic, like a textually strange question. The sugya gets started. Does Basil disagree with Rav Yehuda Marav? What is that? It's a strange way of phrasing a question. Why? Yeah, Beis Hillel was 300 years before Rav Yehuda Marav. So the Gemara should have asked is, Meisvei, how can Rav Yehuda Marav say this? Beis Hillel said this and this. So it's a little bit strange, but the question the Gemara seems to be, Rav Yehuda Marav, that's like given. That's like everybody knows. Every Tante, every Shiva Bacha knows Rav Yehuda Marav said the following din is such and such. And how can Rav Yehuda Marav's statement be true in light of what Beis Hillel said? So you're right, it's a funny way of phrasing the question, but that's the way the Gemara does it anyway. That there's a contradiction between the famous statement of Rav Yehuda Marav and what we just said, Beis Hillel said. So, what did Rav Yehuda Marav say? So Rav Yehuda Marav wasn't even talking about sukkah, wasn't talking about matzah, talking about tzitzis. I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. I saw min ha-kitzin, min ha-nirin, min ha-gardin, psula, min ha-sisin k'sheira. So Rav Yehuda Marav told us that the following three types of strings are not acceptable for tzitzis. I couldn't even give you English words to them if I wanted to. But if you made him in Asisin, the fourth one, which I for sure couldn't give you a word for, is okay. So somehow there's some kind of a contradiction between what was just said and what Beis Hillel said. Hard for us to know what the contradiction is because we have no idea what Rav Yehuda Marav just said. But the conversation didn't end here. Kemisa kabeid Shmuel. Rav Yehuda Marav was a Talmud, both the Rav and Shmuel. First he was a Talmud of Rav, then when Rav died, he went to learn by Shmuel. So very often Rav Yehuda would say things in the name of Rav, and then he would say, and I went Shmuel, let me tell me the following. So this also that sisin are also no good for tzitzit. Again, we don't know what they are. And now there's a multi-million dollar question whether the next word is correct or not. That's why in our shas is put into parentheses. Heftu Shem had the word, Heftu Shem didn't have the word. If you had the word, that means the sugya means something totally different from those who Shem would say you don't have the word. But we have no idea what I'm talking about yet, so hang in there. So we're not going to read the word. So there was some kind of machlokes Rav and Shmuel about sisin. Rav Yehuda Amarav was very machmer about the first three cases. He was making about the sisin, and Shmuel asked even the sisin. So somewhere, somehow, from this whole discussion, we just concluded the Ve'inan Tviya Lishma. We just concluded that when you spin wool for tzitzis, you have to spin it Lishma. So Hachanam Nivayisukha Si Lishma. So to over here, how could Beis Hillel say you don't have to build a sukkah Lishma? What's the difference between building a sukkah making tzitzis? If Rav Yehuda Marav and Shmuel and somebody in this previous tzitzis discussion was telling us that you need lishma for tzitzis, manishtan is sukkah from tzitzis. That's the thrust of the Gemara's kasha. So we got sidetracked with the sisin and the kutzin and all the other stuff, but the thrust of the kasha, I think we all have, manishtan is tzitzis from sukkah. The Gemara says manishtan. Shari also demar redim taasu v'chol shem chayfcha. There's a pasuk by tzitzis. That pasuk doesn't exist by sukkah. The Gemara says, really, it doesn't? Isn't there a pasuk by sukkah? So the Gemara shows you why it's a pasuk by tzitzis, not by sukkah, and it takes 3-4 lines to work through the details of the sukkah and chumash, everyone should learn the Gemara themselves. And Shalom Yisrael, the sukkah ends on Tesvet Aleph with that distinction. That's all based on sukkah. The starting point is, your baseline is you don't need lishma, but tzitzis, tough luck, you have a pasuk. Sukkah, apparently, according to Basil, you don't have a pasuk. Bishama, yeah, Basil, no. And therefore, tzitzis needs lishma, and sukkah doesn't need lishma. Adkan, pasuk. So Rabbi Yisai, even though we just gave the overall general format of the sugya, there's an ikachos, but say if we fill in all the lines in between, because we have no idea what Rav Yehuda Marav is talking about, we know that what Shmuel's talking about. Otherwise, we got the whole sugya down pat. So Rashi comes to the rescue in the sugya, and Rashi presents his theory in this entire sugya. Comes Rashi and says, there are three examples that Rav gave that are not acceptable for tzitzis. Kotzin, Neiman, and Garden. Without knowing the details of all of them, Rashi fills in a little bit, tries to figure out what these things are. What's the common denominator of all of them? In Rav's statement, Rav proper, not Shmuel, Rav's statement, one Rav passed the coats of the Neem of the garden, what's the chisan? So did Rashi say anything about the Tviya? When I didn't even mention the word Tviya yet. So Rashi says, I'll tell you what the problem is. Rashi says, Psula, all of these strings are strings that were on the beged anyway. When you made the bed, the garment, the weaver who made the beged, these are things that were hanging on the sides, coming out of the back, coming out of the front, all kind of stuff. They're coming out of the beged. Here's the punchlines of Rashi. V'lo nitlu bo l'shem tzitzis. They weren't connected to the beged for the purpose of the mitzvah tzitzis. Lav asiyah l'shma hi. So that's not called the asiyah l'shma. Since everybody knows that the din of asiyah l'shma, how do you know that? Eventually the Gemara says, b'dinam tasa l'cha, there's a din of asiyah l'shma. All of these cases, the sis and gad and kutz, whatever they are all examples of things that were not asiyah l'shma because they weren't connected to the beged l'shma. According to Rav, what's the definition of asiyah l'shma? When the Torah Kadesh says, kedilim ta'asel l'cha. So lifting those two letters that came from the mouth of the Rebbeinu Shalom to the ears of Moshe Rabbeinu, l'cha. L'cha, 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 ki l'cha. What does l'cha tell me? L'cha means you need what? L'shma. Vos is asiyah l'shma. What is the asiyah satzitzes, Zok Rav? What is asiyah satzitzes? Define the seals of tzitzis, the connecting of the tzitzis, the strings to the beged, the tongs to going around, whatever, that whole process of connecting strings to beged, thus is a seals of tzitzis l'shma. And therefore Rav says, that's all there is, there ain't no more, and there's no need for anything else to be done l'shma. Therefore, Rav's second statement is, min asisin k'sheira. What are sisin? Sisin are just balls of thread. They weren't made l'shem tzitzis, but what's the mile of these balls instead of these sisin above and beyond the first three things? When you can, then you take these strings and you connect them to the beged, you are in fact doing what? L'shma. So you're doing an asiyah l'shma. That's exactly what Rav said. Haluch shenitlu bebeged l'shem tzitzis nitnu asiyah l'shma. The tvi l'shma lebelinon she'ein tviya min ha'asiyah. According to Rashi, you require a seal l'shma. Vos meint a seal l'shma, according to Rav, Tlias, Hachutin, Bebeged. That's all there is, there ain't no more. And it's on that nekuda of Rav that Shmuel disagrees. Ki amrisa made Shmuel. Here Rav Yehuda comes to Shmuel, he's in for a surprise, because for the first 30 years of his learning, he thought his Rebbe Rav was right, that a seal l'shma only requires the Tlias Hachutin l'shma, not anything before that. Ki amrisa kamei d'shmuel, and it came in front of Shmuel. Shmuel said to me, "Amli af ben asisin am p'sula. Asisin is also a problem. Why is ben asisin p'sula? Why is that?" So Rashi says, "Why? Why is asisin p'sula? Why is asisin p'sula? Presumably, why? Because asisin, although the tliyas achutin is l'shma, what was not l'shma? The tviyah proper, the spitting, the making of the threads, making of the strings, were not l'shma." And apparently Shmuel had an all-encompassing definition of l'shma. Shmuel held that of course the tliyas achutin are included. That's like given. Even Rav agrees to that. But that's not enough. You also need the earliest stage of tviyah as well. So it comes out that the nekudas of machlekes Rav and Shmuel is not a machlekes where the tzitzit has to be l'shma. Now that was not a very question. The machlekes was what part of the tzitzit's making process is covered by that gzeiras hakosev. So according to Rav, it's only the connecting to the beged. According to Shmuel, it's even the earlier stages. Okay, I can hear. I can hear. For the purposes of our sugya, Rabbi, say, the only reason why we're talking about this is because the Gemara saw within this discussion of Rav and Shmuel a contradiction to Beis Hillel Shita by Sukkah. That was the whole purpose of our sugya. Why are we talking about tzitzis now? Because don't Beis Hillel contradict this discussion of tzitzis, which the Gemara answers, you're right, here's a pasuk, there's no pasuk. Who is the Gemara asking from, according to Rashi? If the thrust of the kash is, hey, wait a second, you need tzitzis have to be made l'shma, How dare you say sukkah does have the lishma? Which amir is the Gemara asking from? From both. Because Rav and Shmuel both agree you need tzitzis after made lishma. True, they're arguing about a very, very small, nuanced, almost trivial, you know, point about where in the tzitzis making process does lishma kick in. But the fundamental premise they both agree to, that has to be the Shema, and that is problematic for Beis Hillel's view about sukkah, which is exactly what the Gemara's kasha is. So according to the way Rashi's reading the Gemara, comes out that when the Gemara is jumping from tzitzis to sukkah, the Gemara wasn't asking from Rav per se or from Shmuel per se. It was asking from Bein the Rav, Bein the Shmuel. That was the question that was being posed. It is for this reason that Rashi is adamant that there is a word that is in the text of the Gemara that doesn't belong. Because let's read the Gemara now again. Let's read it again. Obey Sil Hasil Dravidum Rav, what? Ravidum Rav, what I'm doing Ravidum Rav, some of the Nimri Gadim Sulamit, and can we come to Shmuel Amali Abbasis and Absula? That magic word Alma. Does that word belong or not? What does Alma mean? What does Alma mean? Translate Alma. We see from here. Alma means that when I'm trying to draw a conclusion about something, I'm trying to present the question, I just told you fact A, B, and C. Alma, we see from here that this is true, and now I'm ready to finish my question. That's the way Chazal used the phrase Alma. Is Alma appropriate there or not? Comes Rashi on the spot and says that if the Gemara's Kasha was only from Shmuel, so then Alma becomes important. Why? Because Shmuel Alma af ben asisinai psula, Alma would give the connotation that who is the one who came up with the idea of the Shema by tzitzis? Who? Shmuel. Alma! You see from here, Alma! Therefore, you see from here, the Bidin Tzvil the Shema, and Achinamni Boy Sukkah, Asil the Shema. So if the word Alma belongs in the text of the Gemara, then the Gemara is asking from Shmuel to Beis Hillel. The problem is, according to Rashi, is that true? The Gemara, the Kasha wasn't from Shmuel. The question was, could have been, the Gemara could have, Rav Yudah could have never made it to Shmuel's Yeshiva. He could have gone and learned somewhere else. It could have been just the Talmud of Rav, and still the Gemara would have had a kasha. So therefore, Rashi says the more correct way to read the Gemara is not that Alma the Be'in and Tevil Lishma. It's not the Gemara that's emphasizing the Be'in and Tevil Lishma as part of the kasha. Who said those words, the Be'in and Tevil Lishma? It says not the Gemara asking who said those words, the Be'in and Tevil Lishma. Who said those words? Shmuel said those words. Shmuel is explaining why he said what he said. Those three pivotal words, the Ba'in and Tefil Lishma, is that the Gemara speaking? Or is that Shmuel speaking? If it's the Gemara speaking, so then it's prefaced with the word, with the phrase Alma, that's how the Gemara talks, Alma, the Ba'in and Tefil Lishma, and therefore we have Akasha. Rashi says that's not an acceptable way of reading the Gemara, because that would place the question as only a contradiction between Shmuel and Beis Hillel, which is just not true. The contradiction is Bein V'Rav, Bein Shmuel. So therefore the word Alma goes out the window, says Rashi. Took it right out of the Gemara, Logar Sinan line, because the Bein and Tefil Shmuel was the end of Shmuel's statement, and the Gemara's question was Bein L'Rav, Bein L'Shmuel. That's how Rashi learns the entire sefer. So he has to, you know, takes a stand on the correctness or incorrectness of that word because of his general theory about the sefer. Which Rishon absolutely, categorically disagrees with Rashi. You couldn't get more categorically disagreed Rashi than the Rambam. Now again, the Rambam's always tricky because we don't know how the Rambam learned the Gemara, but we just have to read the Rambam's conclusions and try to figure out how he read the Gemara. So listen to the Rambam. The Rambam, second man of Kedem, says, Tzitz brek av lachid beis. Tzitzis she'osos ha'kusi posel, she'nema daba b'nei so'o v'osel ha'm tzitzis. Kusi here means a goy. This is the census patch get around. It's a goy, can't make tzitzis. Good. We learned this back in the Isha Sugya. Aval zuk the Rambam, Aval im also say Yisrael b'loy kavonik sheira. But if a Jew made them without kavana, dikshira. What does that mean? What's the Rambam talking about? Rambam's talking about spinning the wool? No, because the Rambam happens to pass in another place that was said that you need to be a lishmol like Shmuel. So what does the Rambam mean when he says also Yisrael b'loy kavonik sheira? What do the words mean? The Rambam says, of course you have to make tzitzis the Shema. So what's the answer? What's the Rambam talking about here? He's talking about connecting the strings to the baguette. He's saying that if a goy connects the strings to the baguette, that's, you're in trouble. That's not going to work. But if the Jew connects the strings to the baguette, even though he didn't have kavana, big deal. Boft, says the Rambam, the spinning of the wool, of course that has to be lishma. That's exactly what Shmuel said. That's a vat. That has to be lishma. That's not a question. No, what's the Rambam saying? How different is the Rambam than Rashi? He is total flip. According to Rashi, the starting point is everyone agrees that the tliyas achutin have to be lishma. That's the ikar asiyas hatzitzis. Now Shmuel is a chumra chiddush that Rav never even heard of. Rav Yehuda didn't pick up till 30 years later. That not only do you need to connect the strings to the bag of the Shema, but you have to make the strings themselves the Shema as well. So a chiddush gadol for Shmuel, we never know he passed like that. According to the Rambam, the sugya is flipped legamri on its head, 180 degrees. According to the Rambam, the tying of the strings to the beged, what does it have to be lishma for? It doesn't have lishma. Because what is that not, says the Rambam? Tying of the strings is not what? It's not the asiyas hatzitzis. Asiyas hatzitzis, listen to it. Gedilim ta'asa l'cha. I have to make the gedilim. Let's make the... I made the string. So when I go to the store and the strings say it on them, Nasa l'shma, I was yet to the din of l'shma already. There is no other for the din of l'shma, says the Rambam. Now you have to find someone who's kosher to connect them, so goyim, no Jews, yeah, that's another sugi menachas, not for that. But the asiyas atzitzis, says the Rambam, that was not even up for negotiation. Nobody held this yatzitzis. Nobody said, tliyas achutim bebegin is l'shma. That's not the asiyas l'shma. What do you need l'shma? Maybe, what do you need l'shma? Maybe tviya. That's machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So now, what is the Rambam, what must the Rambam now explain to us? What's the missing link in the sugya according to the Rambam? So we have machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says the taka no din of lishma at all. You can make the tviya shelo lishma, and the Shmuel says there is. Parenthetically, according to the Rambam, who's the Gemara asking a question from? Shmuel. What word belongs in the Gemara? Amma. But what's the missing link according to the Rambam? There's a piece of the puzzle missing. Why the first three puzzles according to the Rambam? According to Rashi, the first three apostles, because that's the asiyah lishma that everybody agrees to. According to Rambam, that's not the case. That's the asiyah lishma that nobody agrees to. Nobody requires. Nobody concedes to. So, Taka, why the first three apostles? So, guess what? We have no idea. The Rambam doesn't tell us explicitly why. So, we have to search now. Within, we know the way the Rambam, I just told you, I'm beyond the question, we know how to read the Gemara according to the Rambam. We know according to Rambam, you cannot read the Gemara like Rashi. The word Amma must exist. The Rai is only from Shmuel. Rav must apostle for some other reason. We have no idea what that other reason is. So hopefully by tomorrow we'll have to figure it out. So that's our goal for tomorrow, to try to figure out what is that mysterious phantom other reason, the way the Rambam is reading. Again, the Rambam didn't write a parashah in Shas that we have at least, so we have no idea what it was. We have to guess a little bit. Look around, search in the Rishonim a little bit, what other apostle pshat there are in the Gemara. And then, eventually, we have to then ask ourselves, so what is the machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, or why such machlokes? Where does it emanate? Why, according to Rashi, is it so poshut that the tliyas habeged, chutim beged, has to be lishma? And according to Rambam, that wasn't even on the radar screen. What exactly is the kudus machlokes? That's going to open up our entire sugya.